Your audio is very faint there, Ray. I was going to start the net. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lamps Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All parties welcome to check in with without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Lamps Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th. At the Dodge Pad Northern Market Community Center on 106 Scholar Street at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleairc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Lima, checking in.
KD2GHL, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, I guess today I can say we've got a lot of heavy rain here. We're about 36 degrees, and just got home from work a little while ago. Looks like the weather's going to be bad for a couple of days, so I'm going to build a new antenna tomorrow.
Well, I hope it's one inside.
Well, the construction will be inside, and put a raincoat on outside and see what happens.
All right, well, good luck with it. And, stay dry. You have to work in between the drops, I think. But, good luck. All right, Rich, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Servicemen. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ.
KC2WI.
Well, I got three, and I think that was Ray there just a second ago. I don't know if he's up on Echolink or what. Sounded like his audio was way off, but we'll go through these three here, and then we'll give another shout-out. Maybe he can work out the kinks. So N2PFM, George, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Jack, and everybody else on the net, Ray, and whoever else might be there. Kind of rainy here. There are a lot of rain. Temperature on the mountainside here is 43 degrees. Temperature range today was 42 to 58. And I did find out that that 147255, in fact, guys over on the Wildville repeater, they told me what was going on, that they're having a fundraiser to try to replace the 600-foot coax on that repeater, and that's why you're having all these problems, and definitely not me. There's definitely something wrong with that repeater, and that's why you don't really hear it even being used now. So I did get a good answer to that, and I just leave the thing be until if that thing finally gets fixed. So that's it. They'll say God bless. 73s for now, and won't be putting up any storage building or anything up for the woodshed or anything else until the rain stops, for sure. Probably not till Monday, the way they're talking. So say God bless, 73s, and enjoy a rainy day, as they would say. The old thing used to say, I love a rainy night. And that's what we have for sure. And 2 p.m. clear, 73.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I remember Eddie Rabbit used to say that anyway. Anyway. All right, George. You have a good evening, and stay dry up there, and we'll catch up with you later. KE2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, everybody on board.
it's raining, I guess, pretty much all over. Some few times in between, we didn't have any. Last I checked, we had just about a quarter of an inch since it started this morning. And we're at 44.6 degrees. And not much else to report yesterday. It's going to be rainy for the next few days. 7 days all around, KA2000.
All right. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'd like to see this weather blow out of here, but what are you going to do? This is what it is.
All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in.
We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, it started raining. I don't know about the time a few drops, I guess, at 2 o'clock. But I went up to Brenningham to look at a Wi-Fi problem, which was never really 100% resolved. Windows 8 laptop would not connect. And I did all the usual things, check the driver updates and this, that, and the other thing. And finally I went to the router and turned off the encryption completely, and then it connected just fine. And of course I took my little netbook up there and turned it on, and bang, it connected right away. So it told me kind of doesn't seem like it was a router. And we did all kinds of things. I finally left it as an open system. And I suggested, you know, really cover all the groundwork first. That would take a lot of time, like update to Windows 8.1, and then put all the updates to the updates and the updates to the updates to the updates in. And I said, if you wanted me to do that, you'd be feeding me dinner and breakfast. So, got it working and had a nice chat. I actually stayed there. We probably talked for, I don't know. I bet we were yakking for an hour about this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, I don't know what the situation was with that, but she decided, well, when she goes back to North Carolina, she'll have her husband look at it. So I guess I won't get the answer on that one. But typical screwy window stuff. And so it kind of blew the whole afternoon instead of what I thought was going to be a real quick job, but that was okay. And interesting conversation along the way. I was out in Rochester this weekend for the New York State Snowmobile Association Forum and annual meeting. Kind of a long drive. I came back the northern route, across 104 and all that. Stopped in Oswego. Stopped at the sort of the, there's a geocache at the place called Rudy's, which I knew about from years ago. And the way they, of course, you can't put anything commercial in it, so you can't put the name. They call it cash, fish and chips, and they said something like, well, this is a place where half of Oswego usually goes on a nice weekend or something to that effect, and it's true. It's a cool place right on the shore of Lake Ontario, you know, like you say, fish and chips and burgers and that kind of stuff. And so I stopped at it. It was kind of fun, sort of nostalgia from 20 years ago. And made a couple of other interesting stops and get back up pretty late. But it was the trip back was more fun doing that, even though it took a lot longer than the trip out on the thruway. Other than that, not too much new, I guess. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Yeah, I've had those same Wi-Fi issues before in the past, too. Usually somebody's encryption's not up to date. Or one's requiring a passphrase, and one of the others requiring a key. And, you know, two different things. All right. Good luck, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in.
KA2VLA.
AC2NBU.
Alright, there's two more. We'll go with KA2VLA first. Clint, good evening. What's up?
AC2. Can't take the last of your signal. Jeff, where you were? I took Mark and we went into camp today. First time I've been in since the end of November. Seemed good to see it again. Things look real good. Had a tree down across the camp road, just this side of the camp. So they gave us a little exercise. Wasn't a very big one. Probably 8 inches in diameter. Trees lived too long and fell over. So that's about all of the news we have. KC2, UFC, KA2VLA.
Oh, that must have been a new tree because it wasn't down there on Sunday, well, Saturday anyway, when we were up there. We took a hike there Saturday night and down that way and didn't see any trees down, so it must have happened. It could have happened Sunday, I suppose, but it must have happened since Saturday night anyway. So, good. I'm glad you guys got it cleaned up. And, yeah, camp looks good. I was surprised how well it held up over the winter. I drained out a bunch of puddles there, and I think Mark at one point had come through and drained some too, or somebody else cut some of the puddles out too. So we got a bunch of, kept that road pretty dry right away. So, all right, Clint, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on?
Well, we're trying to set up the laptop to go through EchoLink. Wondered if the audio on the microphone is any better now. It pushes up a little bit. But we've got 39 degrees up on the hill here. It's still raining. How's the audio now?
It's better than it was before, but it could probably stand to be turned up a little more.
Okay, well, as soon as I get back to that menu, I'll give that a try. At least it's working now, which is more than it was 20 minutes ago.
Roger that. Yeah, it doesn't sound bad at all. I can definitely hear you and everything. It's just, I think when you had it on the other device there, you had a better audio. But I think you just got to tweak around with the mic gain there, and you'll probably get it up just the way you want it. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Next Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, myself, had a bit of running around to do today. Not a lot to report here. Didn't get as much work done as I should have, but it's just going to have to wait a couple days. And not much else to report. Hoping for some sunny weather, but nothing doesn't look like it's going to be for a while yet. What are you going to do? Alright, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service. Then return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Rich, George, Jack, Pete, Clint, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. Good evening. This is W2JUV for Act 10, United County Traffic Emergency Net. Any stations who'd like to check in tonight? Dude,
WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, recognize Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Oscar, hope we got that right, KC2NBU, and N2WBX. Any others out there would like to check in tonight with Octen, Nutley County Traffic Emergency Net?
Well, that's actually a correction. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Lima.
Okay, Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel Lima. Very good. Thanks for the correction. Any other stations out there to check in with Octen this evening? This is Octen, looking for all stations to check in with traffic or without. This is Octen, looking for stations to check in. Nevada County Traffic and Emergency Net, final call for this evening. Any other stations out there would like to check in? Okay, hearing none. Thanks to those stations who did check in. This is W2JUV, clear the repeater, returning to 145.17.